Good morning. Good morning. It's such a joy to be back home. So it's always exciting and such a blessing to come back to Mount Horeb. And it is such a blessing to be with you all this morning and bring God's word. God is good all the time. Let's try it once again. God is good. He is really amazing, and we are so thankful for his blessings and his mercy on our day-to-day life. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Let's close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for this wonderful and beautiful morning that you have given. And we can feel and we can experience your presence in this room. Lord, it's your grace that we are alive and we are here. Jesus, as we meditate your word, be with us, and Holy Spirit, speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's look to Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, and they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And verse 11, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for it's the way they persecute the prophets who were before you." And this is the first week of the sermon series called The Jesus Way. And I get to kick off the first sermon for the series, Walking in Happiness. Walk in happiness. Jesus has this amazing sermon sitting on a mountainside, and he started speaking. And Sermon of the Mount is the most famous sermon Jesus ever gave. In fact, perhaps the most famous sermon ever given by anyone on the planet. So it is not fun, but it is so different. Sometimes it sounded like so weird. One of our freedom fighters for India, his name is Mahatma Gandhi, some of you might know, he read this whole thing of the Sermon on the Mount, and he said these words: "If only all Christians lived according to what Jesus taught us in Sermon on the Mount, the whole world would become Christian." That's something to really think about. This is the most profound teachings by Jesus. It helps a guide for living in rhythm with God. Jesus' sermon might have not made many people comfortable, because he picked on things that nobody will feel comfortable. He said things like, "Oh, we never thought this would be like this." Some things are really weird and different. Again, coming from culture like India, and coming and visiting or being here in States for a while, when I get to hear some things, they are very weird for me. I'm sorry. Someone offered me to eat a donut. And I'm like, sure, I don't want to say no to a donut. But they said, "What kind of donut is this?" Because it has something on it. And I was like, "What kind of donut is it?" They said, "It's maple bacon donut." I'm like, really? And another time someone offered me fried Oreos. I'm like, dude, you can fry chicken and eat, and you can eat Oreos, but fried Oreos, this is so weird. But trust me, I tried, it was good. I'm becoming more southerner now. Yeah. So when you hear things that are not existing before, and that makes you feel so weird, sometimes it will stretch your boundaries. It makes you move out of your comfort zone. You want to be there, but it's like, ah, I don't want to do this, but it is what it is. And Jesus, when he is speaking about some things on the Sermon on the Mount that made people so uncomfortable, and Jesus, I love when he says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, he says, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and the narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few find it. Man, a wide road is leading to destruction and the narrow gate is leading to life. Jesus' way is so different because he is seeing things from kingdom point of view. It's an upside down kingdom that Jesus is bringing to this earth. At that time, he is teaching, this is not the way we live it. This is not how we live. This is what you've been thinking about, but this is what I want to give it to you. Many times we have a wrong understanding of blessing. We got only one understanding of blessing. Many times when we say bless, we are so blessed, that means a more focused on financial or materialistic point of view. That's blessing for many of us. But that's not a complete meaning of Jesus is talking about. Especially, I don't really watch much of TV, but past week, I watched a little bit of football. Yeah, America. And the commercials are making you feel really like you're missing something. You gotta buy this because if you don't have this, you're not blessed. You should get this. You should get this. It's like they are almost like forcing you to get something that you really don't need it. It's like if you don't have this, you're not blessed. If you have this, you're going to be really, really blessed. That's how the world is trying to project. Again, English is not my first language, by the way. The world is trying to project, this is a blessing. But Jesus, here comes Jesus, in a different perspective. Blessed are those who mourn, like some person crying, and Jesus comes to them and said, you are blessed. I'm like, that doesn't sound really good. But that's what he's saying. But for some of us, no offense, for some of us, Beatitudes kind of transformed to 2025 in a very, very weird way. Let me read four of them for you. Blessed are those who has a Tesla, for they can drive to the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who has a house on a lake, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those who have storage units, for they can inherit the earth. Blessed are those who, I'm with this one, last one. Blessed are those who eat steak, for they will be filled. This may sound really weird, but many times in our lives, we see blessing in that way. I don't have nothing against Tesla, but your focus, your intention of having something, is it focusing or directing you to God or to that object or the materialistic thing that you have? It is so much big difference between looking at what you have than who gave it to you. I have nothing against the house on a lake. In fact, my house is near the lake, but doesn't really look good. We feel it that way, and we fail to see the real meaning of blessing. I can say this. Theologians say that blessing is really finding the favor of God. Blessing is really finding the favor of God. It's not any kind of materialistic blessing or financial or success in career, nothing like that. But it's definitely blessing is finding the favor of God. Scholars divide these Beatitudes in two categories. I really like the way they presented it. It's like the first four Beatitudes is like those in need of help. And the second category is people who help them. It's basically like those in need of help means poor in spirit, those who mourn, the weak, and the hunger, thirst for righteousness. And describe those who help them, which are the merciful, the peacemakers, people who are pure in heart, those who get persecuted for righteousness. Whereas the 11th verse says, everyone, both the helped and the helpers, are swept up in bracing direct address saying, blessed are you. That leads, first thing is leading to God. Your blessing or the situation that you're going through, if it is leading to God, you found the favor of God. That's where verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness, for they will be filled. This is where you find the favor of God. Here we see people who are poor in spirit, mourning, meek, hunger, thirst for righteousness. If you are one of those, don't worry, you found the favor of God. All we need to have is that favor upon our lives. Standing here, I can say the person who brought Christ into our family, that's my grandmother, in spite of all the persecution she had, she found the favor of God. I can say my parents who've been kicked out of the house for accepting Christ, I can say, in spite of all the hardships they went through, they found the favor of God. And I can say that too. This is 2024. I just want to bring this to you guys because the stories that I said before are from like 1950s, 60s, and 80s. They are kind of old. Let's come to 2025, like updating the car. So this is last month in 2024, December. We had a memorial service, like a first death anniversary of one of our church member. And this is a woman from our church, first generation Christians, heard about Christ through us, and she became a Christian. And her prayers are all the time, like, Jesus, bring my husband to you. Lord, let my son and daughter be saved. This is her prayer whole life. And then all of a sudden her son became a Christian and her husband became a Christian. But their daughter is in craving for God. She's trying to fill that vacuum in her heart. And she went on and she got converted to Islam. And we had to spend a lot of time and Holy Spirit really worked in her heart. And at some point, finally, she accepted Christ and became Christian and she got baptized. And that is such a beautiful situation for any mother who is praying for the family. And she felt so good because whole family came to Christ. And it's such a wonderful thing to see the family together worshiping the Lord. And all of a sudden, 2018 was a very, very rough year for her. Her son, who got sick and passed away. That was a painful time that she could ever go through. He's like 27 something. And a couple of years later, 2021, she lost her husband. I was like, we were shocked. And then 2022, she lost her mother. That's even more painful. And 2023, only person from the family was living. That's her daughter. She was healthy. She got married and she has a daughter. And all of a sudden, her daughter died, 2023. I cannot imagine the pain that she's going through. Many of us has never experienced that kind of pain. And after her funeral and everything, this is the first anniversary of her death. And she walks up to the microphone. We had a little gathering for the church and the family members. And do you want to say anything? She said, I want to say something. And she walked up to the microphone and she was standing and said, the whole community is looking at me as a bad luck. I know I lost my son. I know I lost my husband. I lost my mother and I lost my daughter. Straight, I have nobody to live. And the whole community is straightforward saying like, you don't come in front of us, you are a bad luck. And she was treated like a crap. And she walks up to the microphone and she says, you know what? The community is looking at me like that, but I can truly say, I am blessed because Jesus is my God. Do you have that guts to say? Sometimes we feel very bad because our football team lost the game and we are mad at God. Really? Sometimes we want to achieve something and we couldn't make it and we feel like, what is God doing? As if he has nothing else to make your team win. This woman standing in front of the church and her unbeliever family members, she is saying that word, I am blessed. That's such a powerful way of saying, I found the favor of God. In spite of all the hardships, all the difficulties I'm going through, in spite of all the pain that I'm seeing, I'm experiencing, and all the words in the community, I can say, it's not easy to live as a widow in India. Of course, it's not either here, but it's even more challenging back home. And she says, like, I couldn't resist. I was in tears. And she says, she saw it as and said, Pastor, you know what? The reason I'm living is through your words that you're preaching on Sunday morning. That is enough for my life. It's such a blessing to see how Jesus is transforming lives. And she says this, I am blessed and I'm ready. Whenever God calls me, my family is already there and we're all going to worship him. And this is a first generation Christian saying, I am blessed. I don't know what kind of struggles you're going through. I cannot compare anything that you're going through in your lives, but I don't feel she lost literally everything in her life, but still says, I am blessed. Are you willing to say that? Is it leading you to God? Your pain, your suffering, your struggles, your targets may be disappointing, but all we need to have is favor of God, and we can say, I am blessed. And next thing is leading others to God. It's interesting to see the second group is like, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. They already got mercy a lot, so they are showing the mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. You got tons of peace in your heart. You got to be a peacemaker, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of the righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And you have it, then you got to share it. You are blessed with so much in any areas of your life. God is calling you to be a blessing for others. And I can definitely say this morning, we are so blessed by you guys. And if you see on the screens, this is from our New Year's Eve service. And that's such a blessing. We had a vision of this new church building be filled in 5 years maybe. And this is the situation in 2024 New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve service. We had no room to add any more chairs. Isn't something to celebrate? When you are blessed and you become a blessing to someone else, when you got tons of mercy and you be merciful, you will be shown mercy. Sometimes we receive that mercy, but we fail to share to others. It's like we say many times, oh, we are so blessed. Yes, you are blessed, but what's happening with your blessing? Or sometimes you say, bless your heart. That's different for another sermon. It's interesting to see sometimes believers say, man, there are a lot of bad people in church. Have you ever heard that? It's like, oh, I don't like this kind of people coming to church. I get it. And being pastor for many years now, I heard a lot from different people, especially in, getting exposure from different countries like US and India. And I get to see this a lot, like, oh, I used to go to church, but I quit going because there are some bad people in the church. Really? Of course there are some bad people in the church. Jesus himself says this word in Luke chapter 5 verse 31. He says, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. And these wonderful, amazing people, they quit coming to church because of the bad people, but they keep going to Publix as if there are holy communion happening there. And they keep going to shopping malls as if there is a worship happening there. You see the difference? We quit. Sometimes we get mad at people or the situations at the church. We don't want to be part of it. Oh, this is all bad people here. But Jesus himself said, it's the sick who needs doctor. And you have that much of mercy. You are filled with that peace. You and I are called to share that peace or share that mercy to others who doesn't have it. But I can say one thing for sure. It is when you come to church week after week, even though you're a bad person, even your neighbor is a bad person, but I can definitely assure you go week after week to a Publix or a Walmart or Walgreens or whichever place you're going, it is never going to transform the people's lives. But I can definitely say, if you come week after week, if you are a peacemaker, you have tons of mercy that you can show to others, and this is the place, this is the only God who can change and transform this people's life. It happens only through your blessing. It's not the Publix or the Walmart or the mall that's going to transform people's life. It is his presence that's going to change. But many times we give up because, oh, there are a lot of bad people. But you and I are called to be that peacemakers, to share that joy that you have already received in your life. You and I are called or dedicated for it. You are a person who need help, or you are a person who are in a position to help. It's all together. Jesus is calling. You found the favor of God. His ways are different. His ways are sometimes weird. But when you find the favor of God, that's going to be a blessing in your life. And it's interesting to see. He continues in chapter verse 11 and 12. It says, blessed are you. Now he said, blessed are those, and he's combining all together. Now says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. It's like, you're getting help or you're helping. It's about getting the favor of God, even though both ways, it's not going to be fun. The Jesus way is a little different. It is narrow, but he's assuring his favor is going to be with you. Many times we run after these blessings that we see into our eyes and we forget the real favor of God upon our lives. You need help or your situation is anything, but if you have favor of the Lord, and you are blessed. I want to conclude. Do you want to walk in happiness? There is only one way, that is Jesus' way. It's amazing to see the creation and how it teaches us in different ways. It's such a blessing. Because there are many things in this creation that God has created for us to learn from it. And I love it that way. And we had snow the other day. It was such a unique thing and weird thing to see snow in Lexington. But it's such a blessing to see the creation and how he created the universe so that we can take from it and live and praise his blessings in our life. If you go to Israel, I have never been there, but I read about it. If you go to Israel, there is a place called Dead Sea. Geographically, Dead Sea is the lowest point on earth. Everything flows in there, nothing goes out. You can Google it, not now. Jordan River is such a beautiful river, you can see it. It's flowing, but it's flowing all the way into the Dead Sea. The problem here is Dead Sea is called Dead Sea because it doesn't have life. It's easy. Dead Sea doesn't have any life. It doesn't have fish or any kind of creatures living in it because it is too salty for any life in it. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, he says, "You are the salt of the earth." Jesus is saying, you and me are the salt of the earth. Jesus calls us the salt of the earth, but you go to Dead Sea because it is too salty. It doesn't have any outlet. There is no life in it. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth, and you go to a Dead Sea. Since there is a lot of concentration of salt there, and there is no outlet, there is no life in it. When all the salt gets together, when we don't go out, we become too salty. And there is no life in it. We only create salt mountains. Our mission evaporates. Our purpose evaporates. Our vision evaporates. Our calling evaporates. If we don't bless others, then like the Dead Sea, our blessings will become bitter. It's such a wonderful thing to learn from it. You and I are blessed with so much or so many different things, talents, gifts, materialistic, spiritual gifts, whatever you have. You've been blessed. But when you're blessed and you keep all it for yourself, it's going to be piling up layer after layer, layer after layer. It's going to end up without life. When your blessings flow into something and it has outlet, there is life. When your blessings flow into one thing and they become stagnant, there is no life in it. It's going to be dead. Many times in our lives, we feel we are blessed. And if you stay in your zone, if you don't move out, your vision, mission, calling evaporates and becomes too salty that there is no life in it. I just want to encourage you this morning. The Beatitudes, you are so blessed because we found the favor of God. You are in this room because God found you and you found the favor of God. In spite of your struggles, problems, situations, health, whatever it may be you're going through. But I can definitely say, you found the favor of God. All we got to do is, when you receive it, you got to give it back. If not, it's going to become stagnant and it's going to be too salty. It's going to end up with no life in it. Your blessings should overflow. It should have an outlet where it can bless many. As we close in prayer, I just want to pray for you guys. It is such a joy to bring God's word, because only God's word can transform our lives. This morning, I want to recognize Jesus is the only way. It can be different, weird from the world's view, but it is the only way that can give life and happiness and joy for you forever. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this wonderful people in this room. we cannot thank you enough because we are so blessed. It's not just a materialistic point of view, but I can say we are here because we found your favor, and that is leading us. And as you've given that mission, vision for us to be a blessing for others, Lord, help us to go out and spread that peace and mercy to others who doesn't have it. Lord, be with us the whole week and bless each and everyone who are in this room. Let their life be more joyful as they walk in your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.